This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We interview all kinds of folks here, political, the business community, entertainment, lots of things. But we also like to talk to some of the community leaders. And sometimes, especially as they are about ready to embark on big changes in their life, whether they are a new member of the community or leading an organization or a newly elected official. But sometimes it's fun to talk to people on the other side of things. Tom Nelson, a fixture essentially in the community for decades, getting ready to retire in 2 days. Is that really true?
That's correct. It comes faster than, was anticipated about 6 months ago. Now we're down to the finish line.
Wow. So Tom Nelson, financial advisor at D.A. Davidson. You hear him on the Stock Market Reports in the morning. We're going to kind of work our way through your life because you've been super involved, continue to be super involved in the community. And I guess at the front end, you were born here, right?
I was. I was born October 1st, 1952, and my parents had just completed, my dad built the house we were living in on Stanton Street, right across from St. Joe's Catholic School, when there was nothing out that way. My dad had just finished the house, and we moved in. Well, I can't remember moving in because I was just a baby. But from then on, I lived there for my full through high school and went to Oregon State, came back. My wife and I, she grew up in Laurelwood, and she's related to the Drain and the Whipple family, a descendant from those families. So we wanted to come back home after both graduating from Oregon State and live our life here, raise our kids, raise our families. And
now, you got involved in some other things before you got into financial services for a few years, right?
You know, after I graduated, I was in the insurance business for a little bit and then had a business opportunity with Modern Floors, which was quite the notoriety in our community as far as floor coverings, all that type of thing. And then, but I had always in mind that I wanted to be in the financial services business, and Mike Cohen at, back then it was Harris Upham on Oak Street, had always said, "Tom, when you're ready, we can certainly put you to work here. I've got a spot. I would like to have you in the business. I think you could do a good job," and so that's how that started.
Wow, I didn't actually know that. That's pretty cool.
That's why you have these programs, Kyle.
I guess that's where you find out things. And so you obviously have stuck with it. The firms changed periodically, and like a lot of things, people move around in those, but you've stayed in the industry for a long time. Now, I want to back up a bit based on what you announced as your age, which not everybody announces that on the radio. What's your remembrance of the Roseburg Blast?
My dad was, matter of fact, he was the first employee at Umpqua Dairy. I just throw that in for some trivia, back in the early 30s, and he was a volunteer fireman. And so we had a radio device in our home that certainly it went off when the fire at Garrison's Building Supply started. I was 7 years old. And my dad, because he had to make a run up to Diamond Lake with dairy products and frozen foods and stuff the next day, he said, I'm not going to be interested in that. So then after, I don't know, probably a half hour or so, then that's when the blast went off. I remember being knocked out of bed, and I could look to the east out of my bedroom window, and the sky was orange. And so that time my dad decided I better get my gear on and go down there, and he was given the task of watering down the big propane tanks with a good friend, Jack Walters, and every once in a while they'd hose each other down just to stay cool. And it reminded him of the Battle of Wake Island, where he was taken prisoner in World War II, the fire, the explosions, all this and that. So that's next door was a longtime popular news review photographer, Paul Jenkins, and in our house, and we had Associated Press set up at one of the houses and United Press International set up at our house because the News Review had been decimated. Well, not decimated, but it wasn't able to operate after the blast. So,
and at that point, I understand it was in the
professional building.
Right downtown across from U.S. Bank now.
Correct, yeah.
Which, of course, was the fire station, then I'm told.
Correct, yes.
See, I'm learning all kinds of things. it's amazing here. So, I mean, you went through that experience. Now, let's talk about the business side of things. Like any industry, anyone who's worked in it for decades, you've seen big changes. I mean, that's certainly been the case for what I do and have done. But what are some of the big changes, you know, in financial services in terms of the technology aspect and how you just do your day-to-day work versus, you know, pre-computer and pre-internet and all that?
Well, when we started out, we were on Oak Street in the professional building on the downstairs right next to the Flagel Center. Our office was right there. And we had, back then, we would take orders from clients for stock purchases, bond purchases. We would manually write out a ticket and then take it to our wire operator, and our wire operator would then put it into the system. And if you did it order about 3 to 5 minutes before the close of the market, it would be it probably would have gone and been filled. And then we also, that I remember, we had computers on our desks, but they were in the very preliminary stages of technology. We'd get stock reports or stock quotes rather, but it was very, very lean compared to what it is today.
Wow! And you probably had file cabinets full of people's financial information and all of that kind of thing that's now on computers.
Yes, that's right. And everything is scanned in, and so we end up it's so efficient right now. So I have my file cabinets are pretty small right now.
Wow. So now as you are beginning and getting involved in things, you had a family along the way, but you've gotten very involved in the community in so many different areas. What motivated you to not just work on a busy career and family, but do so many other things?
I would have to look back to my parents. My mom was very active in the community. My dad, not so much because of his work, but when he could, he would be active. You know, Roseburg's just a great place to live, and it's a great, you know, people are friendly. I was involved in a lot of different clubs. The Active 2030 Club comes to mind. Our group started the bed races back then that lasted probably about 10 years, and I've been in Rotary. We've hosted several Rotary Exchange students over the years. My kids in high school, I don't know. It's just a great place to be involved in and be a part of and contribute back and give back to the community.
And it seemed like you used your financial knowledge and business knowledge in some of these things as well, both with Rotary, but things like budget committees for the school board, things like that.
Yes, I'm on the school board, the budget committee for the school district, Roseburg School District, on the county budget group for the county. I've been the past board chair the last 3 years for the Community Cancer Center. But, you know, just to give back to the community and all the friends and people that I've met over the years and become very close to, it's been very rewarding. It sounds like I'm ending my life here. I'm just ending my career. But I'm going to move on. I'll find other things to keep me busy. I mentioned the other night at the country club when I had a little retirement gathering that, what's Tom going to do? And I probably more than that, what's my wife going to do with me at home? But I will spend certainly more time with her family and grandchildren. And then I'm going to clean my garage, catch up on some yard work. Maybe do some lunches with D.A. Davidson once a month, go and bring some lunches in just to keep in touch with the the group there. Great, great group of people that we have employed there. And, you know, I like to travel. My one of my passions is scuba diving, fish and hunt, play a lot of golf, youth sports, nonprofits, my coffee groups. So I'll have lots of things to do.
All right, we're going to talk more about Tom Nelson here as he gets ready to retire. When we come back, the interview of podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt coming up at 4 tomorrow. We'll talk about Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Megan Graham, Executive Director, will be in studio. Tom Nelson, longtime community leader, getting ready to retire in a couple of days. We could probably do multiple programs on you. One of the things as well, not only these financial aspects of getting involved in budget committees and nonprofit organizations, but obviously a love of sports, refereeing basketball along the way, umpiring baseball for I don't know how many years, and even doing public address announcing for basketball as well.
Yeah, that's I love sports. I love watching youth sports, and my part that I can participate. I played in high school, but is to give back to officiate. Basketball has given me some exercise, and of course baseball, my real passion. And actually, I put in more than 50 years of American Legion baseball, high school baseball, a little bit of college ball. And
50 years as an umpire.
Yeah, 53 actually.
So are you still doing that?
I am. I have maybe a couple more years in the tank left.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Now, you were also a male first citizen in 2006. Stacy Crowe was a female that year.
Right.
And that obviously had to be make you feel proud.
It did. It really did. I was involved in the Chamber of Commerce quite a bit, being president. Or board chair, I guess, of the chamber, and to get that award a couple years later meant a lot to me.
Now, you have been involved in financial services for over 40 years, and I know all of that has kind of shifted. You've been at different firms. Different firms have shifted amongst themselves.
Right. Well, it's actually, you know, when Mike Cohen, as I mentioned, and that's through umpiring, that's how Mike and I always knew him and stuff. But we hired me in 1983 at Harris Upham. They had four offices in the state of Oregon, Medford, Roseburg, Eugene, and Portland. And then we were bought by Smith Barney, so became Smith Barney Harris Upham, soon to drop the name Harris Upham and just become Smith Barney. Then probably 10 or 15 years later, we bought Solomon Brothers and became Solomon Smith Barney, and they dropped the Solomon name and became, again, Smith Barney. And then later on, we bought Shearson Lehman Brothers, or Shearson, and we became Smith Barney Shearson, and then we dropped the Shearson name just to be Smith Barney again. And then, so we were the buyers all the time during these transitions. And then we were bought by Morgan Stanley. And that was completed in 2013. Several of my colleagues had moved to form the D.A. Davidson office, which is a regional firm based out of Seattle and Great Falls. And so eventually in 2014, I decided to make the move to D.A. Davidson, and because I could see Morgan Stanley might be changing some things that might not be in the best interests of my clients and me.
So, like a lot of careers, you stay in the same industry, but where you work or who you work for shifts a bit along the way. And part of that as well is what people have heard on the radio since 1984. So back then, KQEN formatted much differently, but at that point, I understand you did one report at some point in the morning or maybe one again later in the day?
Correct. So there were four of us, and so we each shared a day. I think I had Tuesday mornings and then Tuesday afternoons, and then we alternated every fourth Friday. And so that continued on as long as I can remember when we were in the Jackson Street office of Smith Barney, and then more of us started to take more broadcasts, and then at some point in time, we decided to go to four updates every morning.
Well, and that was because we went all news talk about 15, 16 years ago, and that was kind of the part of what, as I was laying that out, was, hey, let's do two of these an hour, and so you guys have been doing that ever since.
Yes.
And taking different days and all of that. So, I mean, some people, you think about it, some people in town, if they don't know you from anything else, they've heard you do stock market reports for 40 years.
Yes, and that's people say, hey, I think I heard you on the radio last week or this morning or whatever. So, yeah, just a little click in the community is something we provided.
Now, when you look at all the things you've done over the years, what do you think are some of your greatest accomplishments of your life here in Roseburg?
Well, I'm really proud of my family. My wife and I have been married for 48 years. Before that, we knew each other. Well, we dated for another almost 6 years. So that's 54 years ago, I guess. And she's
so really, how old were you when you met her?
I was a senior in high school, and she was a junior.
Wow.
And so, our parents had so much in common together. It just seemed like a nice nice combination. And, she's been my rock. And so I got to tell her I love her a lot. I had two sisters. I was in between, Carolyn and Marianne. I have three children. My oldest lives in Seattle, works for Alaska Airlines with her husband, Laird, who works for Microsoft. Two grandsons, Grayson and Oscar, who are 11 and 8. And my son Bob and his wife Stephanie, who live in the Los Angeles area, and then my daughter, my youngest Katie, and her Air Force Lieutenant Colonel husband Logan, along with their children Levi and Quinn, who live in Honolulu on Hickam Air Force Base. So I've got lots of traveling to do to see my kids and grandkids.
So are you retiring from anything else other than your day job?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So you're, because I know that sometimes people get ready to retire professionally and they start over, the last year of working or whatever, start retiring off of, or resigning off of boards and different things, but you're not going to do that.
No, I think the service to my community, but also all the friendships that I've developed that I just can't, it would be difficult to walk away from those friendships and those, just being involved in the community. I'll play a lot of golf. I have several friends in my golf groups that have retired, so they just get to see me more, I guess, and maybe I'll take some of their money and enjoy it, with our bets and stuff. But no, I think I'll be very involved.
And what kind of other plans do you have for retirement?
Well, we mentioned the travel. I'll stay on the boards, like I say. I'll continue in sports. I will probably try and see my grandchildren more, especially the ones in Seattle, which are easier to see. But of course, the ones in Japan later on this summer will be a little more difficult. But when we make a trip like that, instead of spending a week to 10 days, it'll be more like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can, and you don't have to worry about somebody texting you about some issue at work.
Right, exactly.
Wow. So what do you think you will miss about not having a day-to-day job?
I think the routine is one. My colleagues at work, Del Gray, I've worked with for about 4 or 5 years now. He took Rick Cohen's place, and Allison Preci, my assistant, Amy Palm, who I hired back in 2000 and probably 2004 or 5. at Smith Barney, Cam Lawler, Amanda Lawler, Ingrid Dunn, Coral Balzer, Josh Huckins. I'll miss those people. But as I mentioned to you, I committed to them that I will bring some hamburgers in or hot dogs or steaks or whatever, and we'll I'll barbecue some of those up, and we'll have lunch all together on maybe the last Friday of the month. Who knows?
And as we wrap up, how soon do you get on a plane to go somewhere warmer?
Sunday or Monday. So we're going to go see my kids in Hawaii and stay with them. It's great to be on an Air Force base because the kids just love it there. And they have their own beaches, and so it's just a real relaxing time to be with my family.
All right, Tom Nelson, thanks for being on.
You bet.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.